Welcome into Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Johnson Brunetti has begun guiding folks just like you since 2003. Eric Hogarth is a partner at Johnson Brunetti, kicking off the show as always. Jake Dozier is going to join us in the next segment. But Eric has been on the team since 2006, became a partner in 2011. And what we're going to talk about today is really kind of the experience that Eric has by sitting down with pre-retirees and then following them and help guide them in their retirement. Is there kind of advice that he's heard that, you know, Eric's in his 40s. He hasn't retired, but he's certainly retired a whole bunch of times with his clients at Johnson Brunetti. That's what we're going to talk about, some retirement advice. If you have any questions, you want to learn more about Eric and the team at Johnson Brunetti, you can always go to the website, johnsonbrunetti.com, Brunetti, johnsonbrunetti.com. If you have questions, concerns, can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? I think I've done enough. I just don't know. Call the team at Johnson Brunetti. That's what they're here to do. Help you create your Money Map Retirement Review. Income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare. It's all in there, but it's all about you. 800-705-1232 is the number. There's no cost to chat with the team. They're here to help if they can. 800-705-1232. Eric, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Mark. How are you?
Doing very well. And, you know, I think this is an interesting topic, retirement advice. Because you work in the retirement world, helping your clients come up with that Money Map Retirement Review and covering all those areas, and everybody's situation is unique, but I wonder if you have any words of wisdom for somebody that's on the cusp of maybe retiring, because you've seen people go through and have phenomenal retirements, but you also have seen mistakes made or something wasn't planned for that happened and that kind of threw everything off kilter. Any retirement advice you can think of off the top of your head?
Yes, lots of retirement advice. Number one, this is about you, right? And let's say there's two of you and, you know, you're married. It's specific to you. There's tons of advice on this stuff and it's coming from me and your neighbor and your brother-in-law and everyone says, well, you got to do this and you got to do that. And what you have to do is take a look at you or the two of you and figure out what do we want? What makes the most sense for us? Because we have similar conversation. Well, conversations with people in similar situations, life phases every day. But everyone's situation is different. And even if their situation is exactly the same, their feelings about it are different. So that's rule number one, is take time to figure out what do you want and what position are you in.
And your married couples have all had this conversation before they come talk to you. They are all on the same page, right, when they come in to talk about their retirement?
No, they're almost never on the same page. So, no, I've had that conversation so many times sitting there in the meeting. And, you know, here we are in Connecticut, which I love it here, from here, went to UConn, wife's from here, raising our kids here, very Connecticut. People leave, you know. So I'm sitting there and I'm saying, well, are you the home that you live in? Is that where you're going to live for the rest of your life? And someone's shaking their head, yes. And then the other one's like, absolutely not. And I'm like, okay, let's start there. Right. One step at a time is where are you going to live? What do you want? You know, there's these different phases of retirement and it's a huge honor. I've said that before. Just it's to be able to do what we do, I do all day, every day, but do have the benefit of talking to the person at 60 and then, you know, I see what life looks like for them at 70 and at 80. We've been doing this a long time. So you see how someone's perspective through those different phases can change and their experience can be what they thought it was going to be or different from what they thought it was going to be.
So, Eric, when somebody does come in like that, like, you know, maybe one partner wants to move, the other one doesn't want to move, it's not, and let's say they're both on the same page about moving, for example. Hey, we want to go to Florida. We want to go to Arizona. We want to go where it's warmer, for example. Sometimes it makes sense to try it first, other than cutting the cord and just leaving Connecticut, for example. I mean, it's you want to be in Florida or Arizona, you might want to be there in July and August to see if you really want to be there, you know, all year round. Maybe try it first, rent it first. You know, the RV craze of 2020, COVID kind of led people, the hotels and airports were a cluster. Hey, let's just get an RV and we can travel and do our own thing. Maybe rent one of those before you make that commitment.
100%. I mean, I remember sitting in a visit years ago. Gentleman was a home builder. That was his career. He built homes and they were in Connecticut and they weren't originally from Connecticut. So they're even less tied to it. And they're like, yeah, we're moving. All right, where are you going? I'm building a house in Texas. I'm like, where in Texas? Texas is a big place. And he told me the name of town I had never heard of before. And it's not like I've spent massive amounts of time in Texas, but said, how'd you pick that town? You know, is there family down there? Is that, you know, how'd you end up there? And he said, it is the cheapest county in the country to live. And he built his house down there because it was the cheapest county in the country in which to live. And he lived there for a year. And he sold it and he moved to Florida because there was nothing to do. No offense to Texas. But, you know, cost of living is not the only factor in what you're going to do in retirement. You know, my parents live in the house that I grew up in. Why? Well, because me, my brother, and sister are all here. All their grandkids are here. Their church is here. Their community is here. And I grew up in Durham. The Durham Fair is here, and you can't beat that. That's just very
little sidebar,
there.
Yeah.
Sidebar. That's what keeps a lot of people here. You know, I have that conversation all the time. Where are you going to live? Well, it depends where my kids go, which really means it depends where my grandkids go. But, you know, if you move to Florida where you have, dependent upon when you're listening to this, a cheaper cost of living, and you fly back every month to see your grandkids, you are not saving any money. You know, another trend that I see is that it is less common for people to own multiple homes, because what I want for people, what I think I would want in retirement, is I want easy. And worrying about multiple homes, even if you can afford it, is not easy. The world's changed a lot, but definitely go spend some time. You know, if you want to move to Phoenix, go visit in July. If that's where you're going to be year round, well, you're probably going to be there in July. See how it goes. Not knocking Phoenix, but, you know, it's a unique experience in July.
It's a dry heat. 110, it's dry heat. Don't worry about it.
It's dry. Stop. It's dry heat like an oven.
And that's really, really what Eric and the team at Johnson Burnetti are all about, helping you figure out your path to retirement. And a lot of people have all the ideas and things that they want to do, those bucket list items that they've always dreamed of doing, traveling to Italy or whatever it is. Everybody has hopes and dreams. The idea is, can you afford to do it? And will you be okay if you do it? And a lot of times, sometimes Eric has to say, hey, look, you're good. Go ahead and take the family to Hawaii. Whatever it is, you're going to be fine, because we've saved money so long to be able to get to this point. Sometimes we're a little nervous about, you know, getting the new car, taking that trip. Well, if you put a plan in place, the Money Map Retirement Review that the team at Johnson Burnetti will help you create, because it is about you and it's your situation, you want to find out more, give them a call. There's no cost. I think it's one of the more important phone calls you'll make, because we are talking about the next 20, 30 plus years of your life. 800-705-1232. Again, there's no cost. This is totally complimentary. 800-705-1232. Glad you're with us today for Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Burnetti. Eric Hogarth, partner at Johnson Burnetti, a senior partner. We're talking about retirement advice. And I would imagine, Eric, you've had people that go, you know what, I can't wait to retire and just sit back and relax. Probably that sit back and relax maybe goes for a couple months, 3 months maybe, and then it's like, well, I got to do something. I mean, there's a challenge. There's a transition from working to not working, isn't there?
100%. It's different for everyone, right? What people want in retirement. And, you know, something you said before about just if you want to go to Italy, go do that, is that if you're sitting here listening to this right now, you are not someone who's oblivious to the concept of financial planning. And coming in and having that visit, it's not, I understand people can be apprehensive and what if I didn't do the right thing? Which, first of all, you're still better off knowing that if that is the case. But maybe it's not the case, because a lot of people are in a better financial position than they think they're in. They just have stuff all over the place and they don't have a plan, so they don't know what to do. And that is extremely common. You know, I was supposed to save money. I save money. Now I've got money all over the place. What account do I take money from first? That is a very common question people have, because it's a really big deal. Are you being smart about where you're taking the money from? But you sure as heck didn't save all these years and work as hard as you did to spend retirement, afraid to spend your own money. But a lot of people, that's a hard transition. You know, I've been getting a paycheck my whole life and now I don't. And now this chunk of money I have, and I'm not going to save anymore, this has got to last as long as I'm going to last, and I don't know how long that is. No one's sitting here thinking, can I retire and stay retired for a year? What about 5, 10, 15, 20? Well, you know, I don't really feel comfortable going on that Italy trip. And I like having those conversations. You know, it's an honor, like I said before, to be in that position to say, no, you can do this. Go do this. Work with someone who will partner with you on this, that will be the guide, maybe the voice of reason or the voice of encouragement to say, yeah, you can do it. This is why you save the money. Go do it. Because there will come a point where you can't do it. So, you know, have those conversations before you retire so you can feel comfortable doing it. But it does take some getting used to. You know, plenty of folks, I think we were chatting a couple of weeks ago, and the statistic is 28% of retirees go back to work, but they're working because they want to work, not because they have to work. And that's a different kind of work.
Yeah, so you think about all these moving parts. Everybody's situation is unique. Everybody has different hopes and dreams. And I do think, you know, when you sit down with, for example, if you have a couple that are big-time savers, you do have to sometimes prove to them, and the math proves it, hey, you can do. You can take that trip. You can get that car, whatever it is. So a lot of moving pieces here. So what do you think is maybe the biggest challenge for retirees that don't really have that big, the big dreams for retirement? They just can't work, don't want to work anymore, and they don't really know what they're going to do in retirement. I would think that's a little bit more challenging situation.
I wouldn't overthink it. So when you have this big life change, like a retirement or a death or a divorce, what's the advice? Well, don't do anything drastic right away. Don't put that pressure on yourself that you've got to figure out what the rest of your life is going to look like. Retire and figure out what tomorrow is going to look like. You know, and if you don't want to go anywhere, don't go anywhere. People want to do all different types of stuff. I brought up my parents before, who actually, as we chat right now, are in a car driving back from Canada. So they went up to see some friends up there and drove through Niagara Falls, and they're doing all that stuff. But when they retired, I didn't know as much what they would want to do. They're real involved in their community. My mom, they both love working in the yard, which a lot of people in retirement are like, I don't want to take care of a yard. My parents do. People want different things. I remember my grandmother, up until her late 80s, was in a Nintendo Wii running club at her local community center. Running is probably a relative term. But also in a bridge club. Then there's people who have travel companions. Maybe, you know, they don't have a significant other. Or they're widowed. They, you know, they find a friend and they go on these tours and they go and travel. Or people just, I have one client, their favorite thing to do is every Thursday, they find a new place in the state and they go out to lunch. Husband and wife. That's what they like to do. Once a week, they go out to lunch. They'll drive super far to do it, and they go to a new place. And that is pretty cool. They're just having fun, right? Retirement is about doing whatever you want to do and getting some good advice and some feedback so you don't find yourself in a position in the future saying, oh, no, what do we do now? And, oh, we didn't know that back then. So, you know, get some feedback. And even if that feedback is you are doing a great job, keep doing what you're doing, and if things change in the future, you call us. I'd want to know that. That'd make me feel good. So give us a call. That's why people do. The phone number is 1-800-705-1232, and it's about having a conversation. I know people get ahead of themselves. Oh, I got to put this together. I got to put that together. I got to get myself in a little bit, you know, more money in the bank. Then I'm going to call them. Then when I'm ready. Don't stress yourself out about that stuff. Call us, 1-800-705-1232. You want to come in by yourself without your wife or whomever, then just do that. Let's have a conversation. We're going to send you a whole checklist of stuff to bring in, because most people come in saying, you know, I feel like I've done a good job, we've done a good job, kind of have stuff all over the place, don't necessarily know if we have a plan. You know, we need to see where you are to be able to answer that. At the same time, when we send you that checklist, if there's things on there and you're like, well, I'm not sure I'm ready to bring that in yet, don't bring it in yet. Bring yourself in. We know what questions to ask and you know the answers that you're going to have, and let's just talk about it, because a lot of people are in a better position than they think they're in, and they just need to get some good advice, some good feedback, so they can start living how they want to live. So again, 1-800-705-1232. We'll be looking forward to it. Give us a call. We'll call you back. We'll schedule that time, and let's go from there.
And obviously, listening to Eric, you can tell. I mean, it's not high pressure, that's for sure. Can they help? The team at Johnson Brunetti, can they help you come up with that plan, that strategy for your retirement, your hopes and dreams? That's why I think it's one of the more important phone calls you're making. It's complimentary. There's no cost to you. 800-705-1232. 800-705-1232. More of Money Wisdom powered by Johnson Brunetti. When we come back, Jake Dozer joins us next. Back with more after this.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
Welcome back to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Again, if you'd like to learn more about the team You can always go to the website, johnsonbrunetti.com. Brunetti is B-R-U-N-E-T-T-I, johnsonbrunetti.com. If you have questions, boy, I think I've got enough. I don't really know. Will my money last as long as I need it to? You know, hey, I want to leave money to the kids. I don't want to leave money to the kids. I want to spend it all on our retirement. Whatever. Everybody's situation is unique. The team at Johnson Brunetti is here to help. 800-705-1232. No cost. This is complimentary. 800-705-1232. You got questions? You got concerns about retirement? Maybe you're 10 years out from retirement. Great time to talk with the team at Johnson Brunetti. Gives them time to help you build your Money Map retirement review, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare, all those moving parts. Then maybe you're already maybe you're 3 years into retirement. Boy, things are not exactly the way I thought they would. Johnson Brunetti's here to help. 800-705-1232. I'd like to welcome in Jake Dozer. Jake is an advisor with the team at Johnson Brunetti. Joined the team in 2021. And at some point, we're going to talk to Jake about his prior life. He's been a pastor. He's also been an advisor in the banking world. So we're going to touch on some of those things with Jake down the road on this program. I think you'll have some interesting takes and some interesting things you might learn about the financial advisor world. But what we're going to talk about in this segment, Jake, is the fact that I think a lot of people go, you know what, I'm going to spend less when I get into retirement. I would think a lot of people might spend more because they've got more free time. I don't know. How do you find that people think they will spend less when they get into retirement?
Yeah, Mark. So often the folks who come in and talk to us, their answers are really all over the map. You know, oftentimes people come in and what they've heard a lot is this what's called the 80% rule. And as we know, rules are oftentimes meant to be broken. And that's true oftentimes in the financial services world and the retirement planning world specifically. But back to what I mentioned, this 80% rule. Oftentimes people come in and they're like, hey, you know, I'm told that I'm going to spend 80% of what I used to spend in retirement. Is that true? Well, and of course, the answer is it depends. What's your lifestyle going to look like afterwards? We always need to, you know, knock the right dominoes down in order. We need to understand first, what is it that you aspire to do in retirement? Are you the type who wants to hang out and garden? I'm thinking about my neighbor right now, a lovely couple, and man, they've got a beautiful garden, and I reap the benefits of that, fruits and vegetables and zucchinis and tomatoes and all those things. But, you know, that certainly comes with a much lower price tag and subsequently much lower monthly expense outflow than the folks who are going to Aruba every 3 months. It really needs to come into what do we want retirement to look like and what's that going to look like? To answer your question more specifically, however, what we find is that most folks for the first 10 or 15 years of retirement spend about as much, if not a little bit more, than they did pre-retirement. Why is that? Because they're taking those trips that they've never taken. They're getting to do the things that they want and now have the freedom of time to do. But again, what do you want retirement to look like? That's going to really dictate the level of spend that you're going to accumulate.
You know, and I would think when you're sitting down, Jake, with prospective clients or even clients at Johnson Brunetti, is that you do have to find out what do they want to do, how they're going to spend their time. My grandparents retired in the 70s. High inflation, but also high interest rates, right? So get a CD and get 12, 15%, and they'd had a pension. They had Social Security. Income was not their problem. The thing was, though, they grew up, you know, they were born around 1900, so they're right in the Great Depression at 30. They looked at money much differently. They did not. They were the sit on the porch, you know, put a fishing pole in the pond or whatever, read a book. They weren't really going. They'd go to the Friday night dance at the Moose Lodge or whatever. You know, they weren't traveling the country. Today's retirees don't have pensions per se. There's still some out there, obviously, but most workers don't have a pension. And so income becomes even a bigger part of this. And I would imagine you have people come in, Jake, that really do want to maybe front end load their retirement so they can go and do. Then you have others that go, Jake, we're going to, you know, our kids and grandkids are all right here in the area. We're not going to be spending a ton. So it can go either way.
That's, you know, and here in New England, we have a, you know, every area is different. Here in New England, we have a really kind of unique audience. You know, Connecticut and Massachusetts, we do have a little bit more pension holders than the rest of the United States comparatively. So income is oftentimes something that might be a little bit more solid. However, I read a statistic not too long ago that only 6% of Americans have a pension. And 2/3 of that 6% are people who work for some sort of, you know, public service, such as a utility company or the federal or state government. And so figuring out that income plan is certainly important. And you're right. Over time, generationally and per generation, you've got this move towards different lifestyles. The clients that we serve are oftentimes, right now at least, baby boomers. They're folks who are still very cognizant of, hey, our parents or our grandparents went through the Great Depression. We're aware of this constant mindset of we have to save, we can't spend a lot. So that is certainly something that we see a lot, is folks who have saved well, folks who don't spend a lot. But ultimately, all of it comes back to this, is having a plan. Whether you've saved well or saved poorly, you have to know where you're at. And the one of the biggest dangers of not having a plan is your plan, quote unquote, becomes comparison. Well, what's my neighbor doing? Well, what's my plumber doing? Well, what's the guy I play golf with at the golf house doing? And then it becomes, well, if they're doing it okay and I've got more than them, or my house is worth more than theirs, then I should be okay. Well, I know that retirement ends up being 20 to 30 years of a process. I don't know that you want to spend the next 20 to 30 years on a, well, I should be all right. Well, I think that I'm doing okay because comparatively it seems all right. That's definitely not a, I think so. This is a phase of life where it should be as much as possible. I know so because my plan supports this. I've thought through this. That's like saying, well, you know, I don't spend an irrational amount of money because my grocery cart wasn't as full as the next guy's when I was checking out at the grocery today. Well, what about the budget? What about figuring out what you need instead of just doing what you want exclusively outside of the numbers? It's a balancing act. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So the team at Johnson Brunetti is here to help. Jake Dozer and the team. It's 800-705-1232. There's no cost to you. There's no obligation. There is no pressure. They're here to hear your story and your hopes and dreams. And then can they help you? That's what they're here to figure out. 800-705-1232. Again, I think it's one of the more important phone calls you'll make. Because if nothing else, you may not become a client of Johnson Brunetti, but you're going to leave the conversation or the meeting with a better understanding of where you are. That is priceless. The old MasterCard commercial, that's priceless. 800-705-1232. One of the things that I think people today, Jake, would be more aware of compared to, say, 2010, 2011, 2012, would be inflation. Because of what happened in 2022, the Fed fighting inflation by raising the interest rate levels, and all we heard last year is this is a new 40-year high. This is a new 40-year high. We got up to about 9%. Now it's back a little over 3%. So the Fed is still saying they might raise interest rates again, but inflation is a factor in this long-term plan, their Money Map Retirement Review, isn't it?
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, and we're talking about these benchmarks of 70 to 80% of my spending, but next year it'll be 81, and next year, the following year, it'll be 84. So these things certainly overlap. There's certainly a relationship. Inflation's a big part of it. I oftentimes tell my clients is the inflation of yesterday and the inflation of today are less relevant than long-term averages of inflation. And that's really important. And what we see is that inflation averages around 3.5% when you look at it over a long period of time. And so why is that relevant? You know, somebody might say, well, yeah, but inflation last year was 9%. Again, retirement is a 20 to 30 year time frame. Similarly, sometimes people will say, well, you know, now I'm retired and I don't want to take any risk. Well, again, we have to understand what is the purpose of risk in your portfolio. The purpose of risk is to explore potential growth, and that growth is there to offset inflation and cover unexpected expenses. It's looking at these things in the big picture and trying to understand how they play together. Inflation is definitely the buzzword of the day, and you know, I think that most people find that inflation feels a lot higher than the numbers being quoted. I don't know about you, but at the grocery store, you might feel a little bit more than in another area of your life. But certainly needing to understand how inflation and the rising costs of things are going to impact you over your retirement. Thinking about things like this, even I think about decisions about a pension, is which pension decisions to take into consideration. Well, and a good question is, does your pension have a cost of living adjustment built into it? Because $1,000 a month right now in 10 years is not the same. In fact, when inflation is lower, we find when it, you know, around 3%, we find that the cost of everything doubles every 24 years. So making sure that you're going to be able to account for those things down the road with a holistic portfolio and plan, that is so critical.
You need a plan, and the team at Johnson Brunetti are here to help walk you through and hear your hopes and dreams. What do you want out of retirement? What are you going to do? How are you going to spend your time? 800-705-1232. Again, is the number, 800-705-1232. Totally complimentary. Jake, enjoyed it. Thanks for popping in. I know you'll be back again on this Money Wisdom Show powered by Johnson Brunetti. So thanks for your time. More Money Wisdom next week right here.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this show is for educational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program. This show is a paid placement.